Welcome to The Karmic Path with your hosts, Tina Irwin and Laura Van Tine. This is the place where we discuss the basic elements of karma and how our everyday actions affect our karmic paths. This week's podcast is sponsored by the Karmic Path class, Healing the Grief of Suicide. Suicide affects all of us at some point in our life. It could be a close contact. It could be somebody that's a little bit more distant from us. But at the end of the day, suicide does impact all of us. And this course offers a unique insight into what a person may be going through and how to help heal that grief on many levels.
Okay. This week's podcast is all about gratitude for lots of things. But sometimes when we think of gratitude, we think of, oh, we're grateful that we have a house or we have this or we have that. And we think that we are grateful for the, you know, a special Thanksgiving meal or that we have our loved ones around us. And all of that's wonderful. But I was recently speaking with someone who was really disappointed that their marriage failed. And this person was talking about that, and I have heard this over and over and over, but this person really kind of brought it into focus. She wanted so much for her ex-husband. She had, you know, wanted him to have a much better life than he was currently having or he's going to have since they're divorced. And she also wanted more from him. You know, she wanted more from him. And she wanted him to have done more for her and to have sensed what she needed more. And I started thinking about that, and I realized that sometimes we want more for a person than that person actually wants for themselves.
Or maybe what they're capable of having also.
And sometimes we want more from a person than they have any capacity to give. Let me repeat that. Sometimes we want more for a person than that person wants for themselves. And sometimes we want more from a person than that person has any capacity to give. And I think we see this not just with a husband and wife, but with families. Haven't you seen that, Laura?
You know, I'm thinking about people I've worked with who have felt that their parents have never been there for them as small children. And you know, one of the things that we always talk about is maybe that was all they were capable of that time. It doesn't make them a good person or a bad person. They were at their max capacity, and you as a small child needed more. And I have to wonder how many people have had that experience.
I know people who are so disappointed with their mother because their mother took a really dark path and they didn't understand it. Or they had a parent who wanted them to be something they could never be. And you really see this a lot of times with a dad who wants their son to really be a jock.
And instead he's an artist.
He's right. An artist or a musician or something like that. Instead of looking at the worth of the individual in front of you. And maybe that dad didn't have the capacity to do that. He wanted more for his son. And the son didn't want that for himself.
And this goes back to you can't want something for someone that they do not want for themselves. We're all on our own karmic path. We're all on our soul path for what our soul needs. We can receive guidance from parents and loved ones. But at the end of the day, if my soul needs a specific journey, no amount of wishing and hoping can change what somebody else may want for me.
And when you can step back and look at your son or daughter or your parents or your sibling or your spouse in a different way, and there's so much divorce, and usually what you hear is, well, he or she wasn't there for me. Or, you know, I really expected so much more from them and I wanted so much more for them. And that person didn't have the capacity. And if you can step back and go, all right, I am judging the person and it's creating difficulty inside of me, and it's causing me to have so much pain because my frustration with this person could actually be making me sick.
You know, I actually have a story about this. This happened yesterday, which I didn't discuss. I had lunch with somebody who was explaining to me, my friend has a friend whose friend is now hospitalized, and she has an extremely difficult marriage. And her friend ended up with some kind of rare infection in like a saliva duct or something with her tongue or something like this. And then it spread and it went to her eye and her ear and also into her nose. So all of her communication modalities are hindered because she's so angry that her husband is not who she wanted him to be.
She's so disappointed.
She's extremely disappointed, and she's on suicide watch, but she won't acknowledge her part in this relationship. And I think at some level, her body is making her ill because she is not owning up to her end of things. It takes two to tango.
And you can have a person who's so much more ambitious than their spouse. And that relationship isn't going to work. And if you're both ambitious and you both are on the same page, you're not going to be identical, but you have the same goals and you're working as a team. Then you have theme and variation in teams, whether it's a family that's working as a unit or not.
And or I think even coworkers. I mean, this can go into every facet of our lives.
And we see this with bosses. You know, I really want my boss to be there for me. And I want my boss to pay attention to me. I mean, we can think of all these different television shows.
I want credit for what I did, but my boss is taking it.
Well, maybe that's that boss's personality. So if you already know that, then karmically, if you set yourself up to fail with him or her by giving them all of your ideas, then you have to ask yourself who's really responsible. You already know his character or her character. Is that what you really want to do? You start looking for a different job. Or do you accept that's how it is? I mean, there's a television show called Big Bang Theory. And Leonard's mother is a psychiatrist. And he's a physicist. And so she was never there for him, and he's just really screwed up because his mother was just not what he wanted her to be. She wasn't there for him. She couldn't give him what he wanted. He could not get from his mother what he thought he really needed. He turns around and he marries a woman, and he wants much more for her. He wants her to get an education and be more intellectual. So he's actually doing to his wife what his mother did to him.
A little bit of irony there.
And karma gives you an opportunity to learn it instead of just accepting who and what she is because that's what attracted you. And now you want to change the person.
This is a really good opportunity for all of us to pause and think about situations that we've had just like that where somebody wants something more from me or I want more from them. We all have been there.
We've all been there, and it doesn't make us, you know, karmically going to a bad place. It just means that we're human, and this is an opportunity to look at it differently and to learn so that if we could step back a little bit and say, all right, what about looking at this in a different view? I'll give you an example of our son. Our oldest son loved playing trumpet. He wasn't a sports guy. And he had long, long hair. I mean, long, wavy brown hair. And he was the envy of all
the girls who wanted long, wavy brown
hair.
Well,
you know, if you're the lead trumpeter in the band, I mean, that's where the appeal is. And, you know, we're military parents. And everyone said, oh, my gosh, your son has long hair. How can you stand that? And I said, but it's his time and his life. He can do that. It's okay. And they said, aren't you going to just bring him up short? And my husband and I said, you know what? He won't have the hair that length for the rest of his life because he works on cars. It's a safety hazard. He's going to figure this out. I can guarantee you. And if we're just patient, this will work itself out. And what do we really want for him? That he's happy. Right now, this is the stage, and we're just accepting. And sure enough, he really was the leader of the band on so many levels. And he graduated, and the day he graduated from high school, he cut his hair.
And there was no drama, right?
There was no drama. There was no relationship issues and no anger and no grounding. None of that. It was, that's who he is today. He's a really good person. Let's just go with it. And it worked out, I have to say, beautifully. The relationship to this day is great.
And at the end of the day, you know, having long hair isn't going to be harming someone else. It's not going to be impeding or distracting or whatever those things are versus maybe, you know, a kid doing drugs or something like that. I mean,
in other words, what did he want from us? He wanted us to be emotionally available and loving and accepting. That's not a lot to ask.
No, it's not. And when we step back, especially as parents, and just take a moment and think about, does it really matter what I want for him in this moment in time? See, a lot of times it does.
Well, there are a lot of parents who look at it as, it's my image, and you're harming my image because I have a son with long hair.
Well, and
who cares? Really?
Going back a little bit, psychologically controlling parents have kids who have worthiness issues down the road. What I mean by psychologically controlling is they control every move that their child makes, and they don't allow them those freedoms to explore, exploring within boundaries, because boundaries are still important.
Well, boundaries are make you feel safe inside, and really good leaders, whether it's a parent, a boss, or a leader of an organization or a country, they make you feel safe inside. And they make you feel that you can do your job, or you can grow up, or you can be the person that you want to be in a safe environment. And part of the safe environment is the cessation of critical judgment. And the karma that comes back to the parent who is patient and reserves judgment is going to be a happy relationship. It's a gentle thing. Maybe sometimes if we throttle back the feelings of control and insecurity that we might have and look at what's going on with the other person, we could step back a little bit and reserve judgment. It's not about judging the other person. How do we want to respond to that person's personality and their needs at this moment?
And this is a great opportunity to end this show with the fact that think about a situation where you've wanted something for someone else that they can't quite do. And think about also a situation where somebody else may have wanted something for you. And sit back, kind of absorb it, explore it, and see in the future, because karma will always test us, what can you do differently? How can you act or react differently to have a different outcome?
So I'm going to read this statement one more time.
You read my mind. You could be psychic.
I could be psychic as we end the show. Sometimes we want more for a person than that person wants for themselves. And sometimes we want more from a person than that person has any capacity to give us. So we'll leave you with that. And sometimes it's good to just be grateful for the people who are around you that make you feel safe and good about yourself. And those are the persons that probably you're really honoring. And it takes you a longer way on your karmic path.
And don't forget to check out thekarmicpath.com. And we have the course, Healing the Grief of Suicide. It's a one-hour class. It's super simple to sign up. It's just an email. And if you know of anybody or you are suffering from the grief of a suicide, this is a great class to take, and thank you so much. Thank you for taking a walk with us on the Karmic Path today. We appreciate your listening and would love to hear from you. Please send all questions to questions@thekarmicpath.com.